Rabbi is good. I'm asking the rabbi to say a couple of words. We have a Shabbaton today with the rabbi. Tonight, Minha is going to be 4:35.
Looking forward for this special Shabbaton we're going to have with Hashem tomorrow. Yesterday, we spoke about Parashat Bereshit, and as we said, these Parashiyot of Chumash Bereshit, Sefer Bereshit are very special. Today, I want to say a few words about Parashat Noach, and hopefully tomorrow we're going to speak about our Parashat, Parashat Lech Lecha. Parashat Noach, we see something very special. The Teva. What was the Teva supposed to be doing? Why did we need the Teva? Because there was a Mabul outside. The whole world was full of a Mabul, full of bad things. And the Teva was supposed to protect the good that was in the world. To save the good, it shouldn't get mixed up with all the bad, right? We know Noah was a tzaddik. All other people were doing bad things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's destroying the world, but he's letting them stay. So the Teva, what the Teva was doing, was keeping the good separated from the bad. We know from Chet Adam HaRishon, that's what happened. Api Kabbalah, that's the good and the bad got mixed together. Kabbalah, it's called Nitzotzot and Klipot. But the good and the bad got mixed together. And in our life, that's the way we live. Everything, we can use almost everything for good and for bad. People use smartphones for seeing bad stuff and for kedusha, for learning, for davening, for praying. People can use almost everything they have, their money, everything they have for good and for bad. And what we need to do in our life is to realize that the good and bad is mixed together, and we could have the decision. We could decide what we want to do with everything we got, the good or the bad. Now I want to show something very special. To see how the Teva is supposed to keep the good out of the bad. So who was the first, not person, but that told the person, the human being, to do something bad? The snake. The snake is called the Nachash. He's Miramez on the Yetzer Hara. He was the Yetzer Hara. Nachash, how do we write Nachash? Nun, Chet, and Shin. Chet is the Chet. It's Miramez for the Chet, which is the bad part. Nun and Shin, there's nothing bad about it. But it's Nun, Chet, and Shin mixed together. If we want to take the good part out of the Nachash, we need the Nun and the Shin. What's his name? Sami, right? The Samach Mem Aleph Lamed is the name of the Yetzer Hara. It says, who's Satan? Who Yetzer Hara? Who Malach HaMavis? Stam, if we would, let's try to think, if we had a friend that told us to do something that's not so good, the government does not let us do it. Listen, you can do this, you can do this, taxes, whatever. And I did the wrong decision and I did it. And he runs and tells the government, listen, Yaakov did something you're not allowed to do. Look, go check. Go check his the papers. Look, you'll see. And they come and check. And they see everything is okay. Years. Here I had one mistake. I tell them, listen, I had a mistake. I'm never going to do it again. So they say, okay, well, I'll give you one chance off. And he comes and tells them, no, don't let him off. He needs to get punished. It's not fair. How would I look at that friend? I would hate him. Right? He's terrible. That's what the Yetzer Hara does. He comes and tells us, go do Avira. Do something bad. So we do it. Then he goes to God and he tells him, listen, look at him. Look what he did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rahman. So he says, okay, this time I'll let him go. Maybe he's going to do Teshuvah. So he comes and he says, he's Malach HaMavit. No, I want to punish him already. I want to do bad to him. What's his name, this guy? Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. That's the name of that Malach. Malach HaMavit is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. If we check those letters, we'll see the same thing. Samach Mem is his name. Aleph and Lamed is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's again good and bad mixed together. So if we want to take the good out of his name, we need the Aleph and the Lamed. Okay? So what do we need for the good out of the bad? The Nun and the Shin of the Nachash, the Aleph and the Lamed of the Yetzer Hara. How much is Nun compared to? How much is it called? 50. How much is Shin? 300. How much is Aleph? 1. How much is Lamed? 30. What were the sizes of Tevat Noach? 300 length. Wide 50. 30 height. Ve'el amat techalena milemala. One on the top. So it's Shin, Nun, Lamed, and Aleph. the teva is taking the good out of the bad. And we, in our own lives, we need to make sure everything we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to use it in a way that we're taking the good out of the bad. Thank you very much.